The Osgood Files, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Some NASA space probes, like Voyager, seem to keep working forever. But after sending commands for 3 months without luck, NASA has given up on trying to fix the Kepler Space Telescope. Unlike the more famous Hubble Telescope, Kepler orbits the Sun and was designed to answer one question. Is Earth unique, or are there more like us? Project manager James Fanson described the mission this way.
We're only going to be looking at one part of the sky, staring at the same 100,000 stars, waiting for these stars to blink when a planet passes in front of them. So if there were an intergalactic staring contest, Kepler would win that one.
So, do we have company out there? Back after this from Charlie. There's a reason we keep hearing these stories about new Earth-like planets being found. It's the Kepler Space Telescope, which has confirmed 135 planets outside our solar system and has spotted more than 3,500 likely planets.
We now have Earth-sized planets, planets smaller than Earth-sized. We have planets twice the size, five times, around all sorts of stars.
That's Kepler's lead investigator, William Borucki.
We know that our galaxy is filled to the brim with planets.
So potentially, we have lots of company. And even though Kepler is now offline, Paul Hertz, NASA's astrophysics director, says there's still plenty of data left to be analyzed.
I'm confident that Kepler's most exciting science results are yet to be announced.
Yeah. Although, isn't it strange that all those other NASA probes seem to go on forever, and yet the one probe designed to find other planets like ours, possibly hosting advanced civilizations, suddenly goes offline after only 4 years? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.